Good morning. In March, I watched the news on TV, saying that 8 years has passed since the Great East Japan earthquake, which happened on March 11, 2011. It was a devastating natural disaster that took more than 15,000 people's precious lives. And today, there are still more than 2,500 people who are still considered missing. Missing means that the person has not come back alive, or the person's body has not been found yet. The news reported that staff of the police department are searching the shoreline with a hoe or a shovel. They were carefully digging here and there, trying to find something that relates to the people missing. This type of steady efforts is still continuing, even after 8 years. One of the staff members said on TV, "I'd like to continue this mission as much as possible. Even if something small, if we can find something, we would like to deliver it to the family members who are still waiting for their family's return." I thought their efforts were truly beautiful and noble. Realistically speaking, maybe the chance to find something may be very rare, but their attitude of not giving up and their thoughtfulness to think of the family members who are still waiting for their family's return is truly beautiful. When many people stood up for the revival efforts in response to the Great East Japan earthquake, one Japanese word became very popular. This kanji is called kizuna. Kizuna means bonds in Japanese. It is a bond between people working together and helping one another for their recovery efforts. As people try to overcome difficulties, people realize how important, encouraging, and beautiful these bonds are. It is a kindness, thoughtfulness, compassion, and empathy for one another. This kanji is comprised of two kanji characters, ito and han. Ito is a thread to connect people to people, and han means half or incomplete. Probably, this kanji teaches us the importance and strength of human relationships, since we humans are not able to live by ourselves. Therefore, being limited and incomplete. This connection between people and people brings comfort for those in sorrow, and it also brings encouragement for those in fear. According to the dictionary I have, compassion means sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. It is our deep feeling of loving kindness, trying to alleviate the sufferings or difficulties of others as much as possible. In Buddhism, there are two types of compassion. First is the compassion in the path of sages, that is, to pity, commiserate with, and care for beings. However, it is extremely difficult to accomplish the saving of others just as one wishes, no matter how much love and pity we may feel in our present lives. It is hard to save others as we wish. Hence, such compassion remains unfulfilled. Like the kanji kizuna shows, what we humans can do is limited and incomplete, and we cannot help others or share our compassionate hearts to 100%. The efforts of the police officers that I saw on TV were very compassionate. However, there is a difficult reality that they couldn't help others completely. Sadly, what we can do is limited, no matter how much we want to help. Second is the compassion in the Pure Land Path, that is to say the Nembutsu. When we recite the Nembutsu, we receive Amida Buddha's wish, his wisdom and compassion that accepts us all just as we are. Buddha's wish or promise is that he will liberate all beings in the universe, even if he himself must go through all kinds of sufferings. He would endure it and never have any regrets. This is called great compassion. Great compassion means that the Buddha understands our sufferings as his very own suffering, and the Buddha understands our joy as his very own joy. In this great compassion, there is no boundary or distinction between ourselves and the Buddha. So the Nembutsu means that we are 100% embraced by this great compassion. The compassion in the Pure Land Path is that we first rejoice in this Buddha's great love and compassion, and we in turn put our efforts in sharing this Buddha's vow with as many people as possible, hoping that even though our human compassion is limited, Amida Buddha's all-embracing compassion will bring strength and comfort for everyone's heart and mind. Soon after the Tohoku disaster, the young students at the Honganji made many Udewa Nenju, wrist-type Nenju, for the victims in Japan. Each student wrote a short message of hope and encouragement on a piece of paper and put it in a small bag with a Nenju. The youth specialist and the chair of the Yes Camp wrote a cover letter as follows. The Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii has been holding the Yes Camp for 29 years for the young Jodo Shin Buddhists. The purpose of this camp is to share the teachings of Jodo Shinshu with the students and also to provide them with an opportunity to meet each other and have fellowship. Every year, the participants in this camp have one project that benefits the community. This year, we decided to support people who were affected by the Great East Japan earthquake in March 2011. About 1 year has passed now, but we decided to make the wrist Nenju as a reminder for us not to forget this disaster and to show our compassion to the people there. As we make Nenju, we realize that we are all connected through the Nembutsu. We sincerely hope that the people who receive this Nenju will be awakened into the working of the Nembutsu and hope that it will provide them with strength and hope for a bright future. We send this Nenju with love and hope that Amida Buddha's great compassion will illuminate people's lives in Gassho. So with that letter, we sent this Nenju to the Sendai Betsuin in Japan. We didn't know what had happened to those Nenju after that. But about 2 years ago, Professor Nabeshima of Ryukoku University visited Hawaii as a special lecturer. During the dinner I had with him, he started talking about this Great East Japan earthquake. And he said, "I personally visited the victims in Tohoku area and distributed your Nenju to the people there. They were so happy to receive the Nenju. Many of them placed their hands together in Gassho. It seems like that Nenju gave them strength and comfort. They thanked your students, whom they have never met, and they gratefully received your students' thoughtfulness and care. Sensei, our human's compassion may be limited and imperfect, but the Buddha's great compassion that you shared through the Onenju has clearly touched the hearts of the victims." So I thanked Professor Nabeshima for delivering our Nenju to the people in Sendai. And I was grateful for these wonderful causes and conditions that connected all of us together. I was happy to know that the Buddha's boundless compassion had spread to the people who were having difficult daily lives. I was glad to know that Amida Buddha's great compassion was definitely working for all of us tirelessly. And I was very glad to know that the Nenju, which was sent out from Hawaii, provided the victims with courage to accept the challenging reality and move forward to the future. The Nenju we are holding is not an accessory, but it is a reminder or a proof that the Buddha's great compassion is indeed working for us and wishing for our true happiness. The ES Camp students' compassionate actions manifested the working of Amida's boundless compassion. Through Nenju, people in the Tohoku area received the compassionate light of Amida Buddha. Illuminated by this compassionate light, we are able to overcome difficulties and find great comfort and joy right here, right now. Namandavts, namandavts, namandavts.